Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. Heck, it's been 22 years. You know, remember that day when some people did some things, you know? Now, if 9/11 happened, there'd probably be people cheering on the terrorists. Like, come on, yeah, look at it. The building came down, they'd be chanting. Will we ever know what happened? And I've seen videos of people saying that I'm a contractor of 30 years. Those towers came down demolition style. Like a controlled demolition. Yeah, what I saw in Shanksville is not what they're reporting. I was there with my own eyes. That's what I've seen videos where people were reported that. And what happened, you know. Here's a skeletal drawing of a commercial airliner over the hole in the Pentagon. There's no way that little bit of a hole would have been made by the full-size airliner. Couldn't have been, you know, all these things. Who knows if we'll ever know. There were like 2,900 some lives lost. Where is Puppet Biden? He was in Alaska. And in New York, not that I wouldn't want him at 9/11. I wouldn't want that waste of a disgrace. It's sickening what they're doing to that man. But I'm going to get into a big question. Question I want to ask all of you. We do intercessor prayer every Tuesday at church. And some of us go out and lead care. Where we go out and let me know if you need prayer. I'll pray for you. And I'm saying that. I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. What do you think? I'm a Christian. I don't need prayer. You know, we're good. Like, most people don't want prayer. I don't know what they think. We're going to, like, try to get them in a cult or something? Where we're just believers wanting to pray for people because we know prayer works. And most of these Christian people are like, I got my own support system. I don't need prayer. I don't need prayer. Anyone, you can pray for me all day long. I'll give you a whole list. Here you go. This is alphabetical. Things I need prayer for. There's 25,000 things. I mean, I got the extended version at home, but you start with this. And if you get done praying, let me know, and I'll bring you more. I mean, I don't understand what it's like. But my question I'm asking you tonight, folks, is what does it take? A plane going down, killing 300 people. What does it take, a natural disaster? What does it take, a 9/11, to have churches and having people praying? Why do you have to have a natural disaster or something for people to get in the church and to pray? I don't know.
Chris Father III, a gospel music recording artist. Today's verse of the day is, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. I know some of you may be feeling like you've been attacked on every side, but I believe that this verse is trying to remind us of who God is and make us aware of his presence. He is a very present help in the time of trouble, in any season of life that we go through. So I challenge you today to increase your faith in that whatever may be going on in your life, whatever struggles you're facing, whatever enemy enemies rise up against you, that you do not have to fear, because you serve the King. You are a child of the King, and he is by your side. He will never leave us nor forsake us, and he will be with us always, even until the end of time. So be encouraged today. God bless.
Don't be afraid. I am here to help you. Isaiah 41:13. Y'all saw the movie Facing the Giants. Mr. Bridges? Revelations chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I have placed for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name. Grant Taylor, the Lord is not through with you yet, and you're to bloom right where you're planted. Mr. Bridges, do you really think the Lord told you to tell me that? Yes, I did. Grant, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain. Both of them went out and prayed for rain, but only one went out and prepared his fields. Who do you think trusted God to send the rain? Well, the one who prepared his fields. Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it. You need to prepare. You need to trust in the good times and the bad times. My pastor talks about a bet that he gives. I want everyone in this church to donate money. Do something. If you see someone that's in need and you can help them and they can use something, hey, we could really use some blankets. Here, I got some blankets. I'll get you some blankets. I'll get you some food. I'll do this. Hey, we got a building fund. I'm going to put this money. Oh, man. Man, I really wanted this t-shirt, man. This is amazing. You know what? I'm going to take what little money I have, and I'm going to, in 6 months, if you gave $100, $200, $300, whatever you gave that you really needed. Okay? If you struggle and you didn't get that back tenfold or whatever, I will give you that $300 or $50 or whatever. At the end of that 6 months, you want to know how many people my pastor, who the church, when they all stepped out in faith and all gave, how much he had to give back? It's a zero, a zero, none. Every single person, when they stepped out in faith and they said, I'm going to trust in the Lord, I'm going to, there you go. Not one person did he have to, man, yeah, you told me to do it, and I gave $500 to this thing, and we didn't have, and, you know, and we got behind on our bills, and we got evicted, and this and that. No. You know what? We didn't have any money, but we put the only $500 we had to this building fund, and all of a sudden, our rent was covered. And this was taken care of. Okay? It works. You got to trust in God, not just in the great times or in the bad times, all the time. When my little fuel light's on, am I going to get home? What does the Bible say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You're not dependent on your own understanding. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Put your heart and faith. Well, I don't need prayer. Thanks. No, we're good. We don't need. I was kind of joking, but like we went to this house, we found God, we love our vacuum cleaner. We've been looking at a bunch of houses because, you know, yeah, wow, what vacuum do you have? Because ours is horrible. We hate it. I mean, it sucks for the wrong reasons. I mean, I wish it sucked because then it would work. Oh, what one do you have? Because you love your vacuum. Yeah, we're good. How many? Especially, I've got a I've got a support system. I'm good. And my support system can be every human on planet Earth praying for me. Now, but still, wait. Is there any, did we miss somebody? No, you got 8.9 billion people. Well, there, I thought there was 8.9.1. I mean, I can't believe how many, I don't know. Well, I'm a Christian, and we are, well, so? I'm a Christian. We're not going to, I'm not going to your church. You don't go to my church, it doesn't mean we can't pray. I can't pray for you. Remember when COVID happened and that kid was going around and buying, I got semis full of all the alcohol, the rubbing alcohol and all the sanitizers and all this stuff and all these cleaning products, and then he was going to turn around and sell them for like 50 times with the, yeah, I got a bottle of rubbing alcohol, $80. Go ahead, try to get it. I'm going to make money off you. You're scared of this virus? I've got cleaning wipes. I remember when they were, when people were trying to get crap loads of money for them on eBay. Remember that? Remember that? I do. Remember when 9/11 happened and my boss was at a pawn shop and found a like a 48-star flag for like $40. Like 48 or 49-star flag. They could have gotten, and that was when you couldn't find flags anywhere. When people were like, folks, yes, we're at USA Flags, and we're working around the clock nonstop to ensure that we can get flags out there to everyone so they can have flags. Remember that? Now people want to burn it because it's offensive, but during 9/11, you could have gotten $1,000 for a flag. We just put ours out. Well, I think, no, ours was already out, but, you know, but whatever. Yeah. I think we put out a second one, but. And remember around 9/11 when churches were cram-packed and they're having vigils? Come out and pray for 9/11 tonight at 7. At Her Lord of Majesty's Catholic Church, St. Tom's Catholic Church, this Baptist Church, this Protestant Church, this wait a minute. 9/11 happens and the churches are packed? What do we need to have, natural disasters? Maybe you go through stuff in life because that's the only time you get on your knees and you pray to God. Maybe that's what's going on. Lord, I ask you to heal me right now. I'm hurting. When do you ever get on your knees? Lord, we may not have much, but my belly is huge because I'm 5 months pregnant. Yeah, I identify as pregnant now. Yeah, it's not fat in my gut. I just identify as, I don't got a beer belly or I don't drink anyways, but I don't have like a, I'm not fat. I'm just, I identify as pregnant. But anywho, you know, thank you, Lord. I may not have filet mignon and lobster tail every night, but hey, I got food in my stomach and I'm grateful. Nope. Why does it take a national tragedy or a natural disaster or something catastrophic for people to pack a church to pray? Were you praying like this yesterday for other things? Were you praying for a great harvest for the farmers? Were you praying for great traffic and everything so that the truck drivers that are away from their families are driving truck can get the product to the market and from the market to the other trucks so that they can get to the stores? Are you praying for all the stuff that comes over on ships? Are you praying? No. It takes a, we're going to have a plane go down to have people in church praying. We have to have a tragedy. People have to die. There has to be a school shooting for people to pray. You're a Christian and you support, how can you support guns? How can you support violence? Well, let me get this straight. So you support abortions, but you're okay with killing a kid in the womb, but not in the classroom. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure I got you right. You're against classroom killings, but you're for in the womb killings. You need to wear a mask and social distance and all this stuff everywhere you go. It's not safe to be out, but you can, you know, you can have an abortion. I just want to make sure, kids, you know what I mean? I don't want to misquote you or take out of context. Maybe if we had morals and values back, maybe if you, excuse my French, beat the kids' butts once in a while. Oh, no, you can't. So you mean to tell me that your kid's ditching class and you hit him over the head with the belt? Boy, I mean, all they had to do was just call the extension to the other school and they'd have my mom on the phone. I didn't get in trouble. I wasn't a bad kid, but my mom worked for the school district. I'm not about to do anything wrong except for wear a KISS shirt. You know that stands for Knights in Satan Service, you devil worshiper. How dare you? You need to check that shirt inside out, buddy. We're going to the principal's office right now. Because that stands for Knights in Satan Service. And of course, we're walking to the principal's office. So I'm like, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done. And thus there is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those. What? I'm saying the Our Father. Yeah, I'm a Catholic. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. That dude, I don't think he knew what to think. Hey, wait. I don't know. But hey, it's the world we live in, folks. People have to die for you to pray. If you're going through stuff a lot, if you only pray when you're going through stuff, I pray every night. Now, me and my wife and my niece pray every night. Sometimes I don't pray with them because I'm like, okay, I'm lying down. I'm about to fall asleep, and I'm not going to lie in the recliner and fall asleep without my mask on. And then, yeah, I have sleep apnea, if you don't know, folks. Yeah. Don't get me started in all those fake commercials for, like, are you tired of cleaning your CPAP machine every single day? And they have a guy putting it in a tub of soapy water and having, like, a pipe cleaner and all this stuff. And, yeah, that's such a, you don't have to do that, folks. I might have to talk about that in another show, but anywho, I'll pray. And then, you know, and usually, oh, we prayed for you, and I found out they prayed for me. I pray for them. Not pray, I just did it on my own. You know, when I'm awake and we're able, we all pray together. You know? But we pray every day. I pray at work. I'm like, Lord, look after Rosa. You know, she's having an issue with her stomach. Lord, lift her up, raise her up. I pray all the time. Lord, help that person, look after them. I don't know what they're going through, but you do. But that's what we do. That's what Christians do. We pray for each other. I seriously want to start calling churches up and saying, hey, do you have some sort of like prayer night where once a week you get together with as many people as the church that want to come and you pray for an hour or 2 hours? Why not? If your church doesn't do that, ask your pastor why. Why, if a plane goes down and 100 people are killed, oh, yeah, we'll have a vigil and we'll pray for the people. Why does it take that for people to pray? Why? Why can't your church get together? Why can't we pray as a nation? An Islamist Plundi raiders burned a Catholic seminarian alive in Nigeria when they set a Catholic parish on fire. Where did I comment? Let me see if I can find what I wrote about it. This makes me sick. Religion is not a reason to kill someone. Two priests, Father Emmanuel Okolo and Monday Nora, managed to escape from St. Raphael's Parish Recovery, but the seminarian, Namana Damala, was trapped inside the building and burned to death in the attack that took place the evening of Thursday, September 7th. Our thoughts and prayers go out to that community, that church, that family. The attackers were aiming to kidnap the parish priest when they failed in their attempt to enter the father's house. They set it on fire, said Bishop Julius Yabaku Kundi of the local diocese of Kafrikan. The two priests were able to escape, but terribly, the Sumerian was burnt inside. It is a terrible loss. We recovered the body of Naman Damandi on this Monday and took it to the morgue. The bishop told the Catholic Charity Aid to the church in need. The Catholic Charity Aid to the church in need. We're all believers in Christ, whether you're Catholic, Pentecostal, the Bible is yea and amen. Nick Latola blames New York sanctuary policies for a migrant crisis. You broke it, you bought it. I'm moving on to this for one reason. No one wants to take responsibility for their actions. Oh, they wouldn't have an open border until, I don't know. That would be, open border, yeah, we need an open border, that would be an open border, oh, yeah, we want an open border, yeah. Well, you're going to house the people as they come over? Well, no. They want them to be here, but they don't want nothing to do with them. Who do you think's taking care of these people when they come over here? It's not like they have nothing. They don't know any English. They don't know hardly anything. Who's going to house them? Who's going to take care of them? Who's going to feed them? Who's going to clothe them? Oh, we got to do all that? Oops. Yeah, they don't want they want, as long as they don't have to see them, like Oprah Winfrey. Hello, my name's Oprah Winfrey. I'm the Rock. I'm a billionaire, and he's a millionaire, multimillionaire, and we know you can't afford gas or groceries or your rent. You're probably about to get evicted, but don't worry, folks. We're asking you to help these people in Maui, even though we could do it and not even debt our pocketbooks. We want you to help. We know you got no money. We know you're not making it, but don't worry, folks. We've got billions, and we need to keep our billions. I've donated 50 cents. That's a lot of money for me. That's 50 whole cents. That's half of a dollar. That's going to break my billionaire bank, but I'm Oprah Winfrey, and I can do... See, folks, that's why the people that can't afford their rent, that's why we're coming... No. You live near them. You have property out there. Put your money where your mouth is. No one wants to stand up and help anymore and do anything. Oh, we want open borders until the crisis comes knocking at your door. Yeah, you wanted an open border, you need to take one. No, I can't. I live with a Trump supporter. He went, no, if you voted for this crap, you should, these 81 million people should be housing these people. You voted for him? Yeah. Yeah, let me, yeah, get your husband on the phone and let me talk to this Trump supporter. Yeah, I'll find out really quickly. You're probably not even married. No, you just don't want to take responsibility for the actions. Yeah, you get pregnant. There was the consequence can be pregnancy if you get pregnant from having sex. Yeah, it's a humdinger. Yeah, you can have fun having sex, but then when she's pregnant, then you got a whole lifetime. Oh, no, we don't have to have a whole lifetime of a kid and responsibility and raising them. We can just have them killed. Yeah. We can avoid all responsibility, but we're just killing the kid. Why not? It's okay. Oh, we want the baby. No, we want the fun, not the responsibility. We want to be the great person that welcomes all these people here. But then when it comes to you feeding, clothing, and housing, can't do that one. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to have to actually be responsible for these people when they came over here? I thought as long as I didn't have to see them or mess with them or deal with them, then hey, who cares, right? It's like all these Democrats that want open borders when we dump them off near their mansion, they're calling the police. You need to do something. You need to get rid of these people. There's people everywhere. What are you talking about? This is your percent. You wanted them? You should have to take them. I just would love to have, like, I think I'd love to be able to put something in the law in some of these communities. You know, those, like hoarder laws, like where, like, okay, once you get in the property, they can't remove you. Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? Like, once they're on your property, once they get into your house, you can't remove them. That'd be fun. Yeah. We're gonna give you parachutes. You're gonna parachute in. Oh yeah, they're on your property. Yeah. They're a squatter, so One second. It's one of those things, folks. They don't want the responsibility. Oh, I want to have an open border until they come. You know, anyone can pray when there's a national tragedy, but when you pray all the time, it works. You know, like, you wanted this crisis. You wanted open borders. They wanted all these open borders and all these problems. And that's the thing. People don't want to take responsibility. Well, we're just going to have an abortion, kids. Yeah, well, I know, yeah, the chance of getting pregnant when you have sex is good. But, yeah, it's going to interfere with our whole... You know? It's sad, you know? And that's the question I ask, and I'll be asking throughout the night. Why does it take a natural disaster to pray? Maybe it's just like all these people that I want to have. I'm going to have X, Y, and Z. I want. It's all about me.
And also, she might have to end your show early. She has a surprise.
Well, I can't. When she gets here, she gets here. The communists in this country, it's what they are because they don't know what they want. You don't think for yourself. You only do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you. Oh, well, when the vaccine comes, just get the vaccine. Don't even think. Don't even question anything. You don't question anything. You just do what Trump and Rush Limbaugh tell you. And as soon as the vaccine comes out, you told me I don't think for myself, but now you just tell me to shut up and go with the program and get the vaccine. It's okay, folks. We don't think for ourselves when we do what Trump or Slimbo tells us. And then as soon as the vaccine comes out, we always think for ourselves. We pray every day. We live our life. These communists don't know what they want. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. They burn an American flag to protest Jason Aldean's. Try that in a small town. Are you kidding me? That song is basically about if a cop needs assistance, we assist. You try to rob my neighbor's house, you're going to have to deal with me and all his neighbors. You're going to break into my car, my neighbor's going to help. Not today. I mean, if you don't like this country, if you want communism, why don't you, it's funny, all these communists in America don't want to move. Why aren't they on a boat going to Cuba? Why aren't they going to Cuba? If they want communism so bad. If they don't, it's funny how these people that defund the police, and as soon as they get shot at, what's the first thing they do? Where's the cops? You don't want police. They should have like a, what do they call it, like a registry. They should, like, if you want to defund the police, guess what, folks? Yeah, we're not coming. Yep, they're on the no-call list. Yep. I mean, well, you can't do anything anymore. You know, you have places like California where if you're gay, there are places that want to be able to give your kids things without your parents knowing. Where your kid could have medical stuff done to them, like immunizations or shots or whatever, without the parents even being told their kids are getting them. I mean, I think my niece Robin needs to get the boosters and all the vaccines and everything. No, she don't. She's not going to have that crap. But if she was my daughter and they were going to put that in her without our permission and not without our knowledge in school, let me tell you, there's going to be some fist flying. But in some places, if your kid wants to become, if you coerce an impressionable kid to think that they're the other gender, guess what? You can get them taking all kinds of drugs and medications and things without the parents' permission or knowledge. They don't have to even know. They don't have, wow. What a world we live in. What a world we live in, folks. You know, try that in a small town. Try to pickpocket someone in a small town. Someone's going to stand up for their neighbor. Everyone knows everyone. It's not a radical song. I mean, I saw a thing where there's like a police station, I can't find the article now, $13.7 million they're having to pay because they violated BLM activists' rights. So I guess I can vandalize and tear up and rip down in the name of equality for the white man, and if they try to do anything, I'll sue them. Yeah, you're violating my rights. Can you believe this world we live in? It's ridiculous, folks. I mean, we have a president that doesn't know what day it is. We have people burning the American flag, but then they, and people protesting to fund the police, but then they're like, help, where are the cops? I need a cop. Don't understand. Don't understand, man. But when you, this is the thing. All these politicians supporting the elimination of the Second Amendment, well, you can't. Because you take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Lawsuit filed against this. National Association for Gun Rights sues over New Mexico governor's concealed carry ban. You can't ban the Second Amendment rights, dude. They've already, I don't know how that even, how she can even do that, because they've had in New York where you have to get proof of why you actually need to have your Second Amendment, you have to have some sort of need to own a gun, and the Second Amendment basically abolishes that. Okay, so what makes you think you need a gun? Because we have to have, you have to show a need, you know. But National Association for Gun Rights filed suit over New Mexico Governor Michelle Magellan Grisman's, a Democrat, order banning concealed or open carry of handguns in public. What makes you think that taking away a law-abiding citizen's gun is going to stop gun violence? Tell me that. I told this one person, I said, I want gun-free zones. You know why? Because I'm a criminal, and I know that if this store doesn't want people to have guns, I know I can go in there. I can take my gun, hold them up, take their money, loot the place and leave, and I'm going to have plenty of, because they're not going to have guns. They don't support guns. The National Association for Gun Rights, they're not going to, but she ain't going to have a leg to stand on. They have this, the Second Amendment right allows us to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed. Period. It doesn't say, well, in public or, you know, technically the Second Amendment right allows you to carry a gun anywhere at any time for any reason. I've actually been in a hospital. One didn't realize I'm like, okay, whoops. And I don't know what would happen if you get caught with one. I'm like, I'm not. I have a Second Amendment. And the only way that thing's going off is if I'm pulling the trigger. But there's a lot of people that have said, like, well, this is going to happen. Well, until they can't file suits until she does this. Because they're like, is it going to happen? What do you think? Well, until she puts down this law, guess what, folks? You can't do anything about it. Bernal County District Attorney Sam Bregman made clear Saturday he will not be enforcing New Mexico Governor Michelle Lejeune Grimson, the Democrat, her 30-day ban on concealed carry. He's not going to... When you have your own district attorney not going to enforce it, I love it. Elon Musk reacted by asking, how soon can she be removed from office? Well, you cannot go after, because if you're going after the Second Amendment, guess what? You take an oath to uphold the Constitution in political office. You can't take an oath to uphold the Second Amendment and then go after it. You can't do it. You can't take an oath to uphold the Second Amendment Constitution.
Hey.
Hi.
How much longer on your show?
20 minutes.
They go in the kitchen, Robin. Do you want me to wait that long for you, or do you want me and Robin to go?
Take her and get her out of the house.
The pastor's?
Yeah.
You don't want to go with me?
I got him. I'm doing a great show about prayer.
I gotta find their address so I know, make sure how to get there. I gotta clean up my car.
I'll just let you go.
I don't want to go by myself.
No.
What? Because I might get lost. Oh, you should go.
But, you know, I mean, seriously, folks, you have to uphold the Second Amendment. Because if you don't uphold the Second Amendment, guess what's going to happen, folks? You're violating your oath of office to uphold the Constitution. This is not going to have a leg to stand on. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because they actually did that in New York, if you don't recall, just recently. Well, you have to show a need to carry a gun or else you can't have a gun. I have to show a need? Yeah, that was struck down so fast because people finally got tired of it. They got tired of it and they couldn't. And they're like, no, we're not going to have this crap. It's amazing how no one thinks about that aspect. You take an oath to uphold the Constitution as a politician, and so how can you go after Second Amendment rights? No, we're not taking away your Second Amendment. This is da-da-da-da. No, you're going after the Second Amendment in any form. During a preview of an interview set to air Sunday on Fox News Channel, Life, Liberty, and Levine, Rep. Jim Jordan in Ohio laid out an argument that Fulton County, Georgia's DA attorney, Fannie Willis, was interfering with the 2024 presidential election. She is. And it's crazy what's going on in this world and all this stuff I never thought I'd see happen. But guess what, folks? You know, we've gotten morals out of everything. That's the basis of this whole show. There's no one prays anymore. Oh, well, we need to, what do I pray for? I don't know what to pray. What does it take a natural disaster to go to Why does it take a natural disaster or a tragedy to get a church packed with people praying? Why? I've never understood that. Well, there's no 9/11. We can't fill a church with people and have a candlelight vigil to pray. You're going to praise God when you win. You're going to praise him when you lose. You're going to love him unconditionally. You know, I don't praise God when things are going bad. I'm like, Lord, this is a storm. I don't understand what's going on with this storm, but you're getting me through it. I mean, there's times where things have happened. I'm like, why did I go through this? Why did I go through this? Why did I go through this? And then, well, sometimes God teaches you a lesson. There's a reason why we go through the storm sometimes. Call his name, he'll find you in the hurricane. That's what we do. You know this, you know, we got to get past this national tragedy to pray. To all that they're listening, no matter where you are around the world, ask your church that question. What day do we have open where we come to church and pray as believers? Anybody got any prayer requests? Okay. Yeah, my mother-in-law, she's not doing well. Okay. Yeah, my cousin, he has cancer. Okay, he got cancer. Okay. Yeah, he's got this. Okay, great. Anything else? Okay, now we're going to go into an hour and a half, 2 hours of prayer. You stay for the 2 hours, great. You stay for an hour, stay as long as you can. Ask your church, why don't we have prayer? Why does it take, okay, look and see if you can look into the history of your church and see if they've had, when a tragedy's happened, that they had a vigil and we all got together and prayed. Talk to your church and say, hey, why don't we have one day a week where we get together as a body of believers and pray? I saw that during 9/11 we had candlelight vigils to pray for the people that were lost. When this plane went down, we had a vigil for the people that were lost. When this natural disaster happened, we had a vigil. Why don't we do it once a week? That my producer is got the coolest shirt, and yeah, I can't wait. She's going to be... Why does it take a natural disaster? Why does it take a tragedy for churches to come together and pray? Why don't you try to get your church with a bunch of other churches and say it's not about, yeah, you're Pentecostal, you're this, you're that.
Your address? I need to GPS it.
I don't even have it. I'd have to call. I'd have to write them.
I've driven there before. I'm trying to remember. I don't mind them. I will. But you're too busy to come with me, so.
Turn me out.
Hey, Mama, do you want a back brace? No.
But that's the big question I've brought to this.
We'll be back.
I love you.
I'm telling you, Ben. His washer dish needs to be fixed.
Okay, I'll do that.
It's not even working.
Okay.
Make sure you find Fella before we get back. Is he in the house? I don't know where he is.
I'll get him.
What did you say he needed to be? I said he needs it when he comes by the door. Alright.
Love you. But yeah. Just talking with my producer and stuff. Sorry about that, folks, but you know, seriously, what does it take? What does it take? Just ask your church, why don't we have a day of prayer? One day where we all get together and we all pray. Ask, hey, let's put all bygones and bygones aside and let's all pray together as a body of believers. Like when you have a tent revival and you just praise God, you don't have your doctrine involved. Folks, Thank you so much for tuning in. 6 minutes left, about 7 minutes. I want to get into some Premier League news, folks. If you haven't heard, Sancho wants out. Done. I guess they can't come to an agreement. So when the window, I guess they're going to be mutually, whatever, they're going to try to mutually get along until transfer window, and then bye-bye. Then earliest transfer window, he's going to try to get a loan or a move or something. I don't understand if...
Can he pick me?
Probably a reason.
Well, he threw me under the bus and said that wasn't good enough. I didn't try hard enough. I tried very hard. You don't understand. I tried very hard. I didn't practice.
You need to go to him and say, well, what? You need to go to him and be like, okay, you don't think I'm trying hard enough? Well, I'll be, you know, you need to be the first one there, the last one to leave. You need to bust your butt and work harder than anybody. Then, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. And when it doesn't happen, and when you bust your butt and you go 100 miles an hour, hey, I did everything I could. He didn't like me. I'm the first one there, the last one to leave. I run circles around these people. I'm encouraging them. I'm listening. Okay, well then, yeah, oh. Ooh. There you go, folks. It's on him. No. We got these. Have you ever seen the movie Goal? Boys with big bank accounts are still just boys. It's the truth. They're a bunch of whiny, brat, overpaid billionaires. like Harry Maguire. That's not, I don't want to, you don't care about not playing. Look how much money he's going to make just sitting. It's not about turning his life around and having a great career. He don't care. He don't want to play. I'm going to have to go down to like $50,000 a week. I guess you don't want to play then. But I want to thank you guys.
We're just going to wait for you, Kyle. Got 5 minutes.
I'm not gonna use the bathroom. But then I'm gonna go.
Go.
I know. Well, we'll find the cat.
I might. You know what? We will go. Let me find the cat. We'll go. You don't have to go. So I'm gonna want to include you.
Well.
You just saying. Talk to yourself.
You got me out of concentration now. I'm trying to think about what I was talking about. I'm going to get off of here, folks. It's basically, I got like a couple minutes left. Until Wednesday, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation because I talked about what I really wanted to talk about. And do me a favor, folks. Do me a favor. Ask your church if they don't pray every week. Why you don't have a place where everyone, like on Tuesday nights or Wednesday night or Thursday night or Friday night, where whoever wants to come, y'all get together and y'all pray. Ask that simple question. Because we need to get to the point in this nation where it's not a natural disaster, it's not a catastrophe, it's not a school shooting. We gather together to pray at least once a week with our church and with our families every day and every night. And on your way to work, on your way home from work, while you're at church, while you're at work, while you're at here, while you're at there, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation, folks. Don't forget this. with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.